powerful songs that the band ever did. Wikipedia says Run Like Hell from the Wall is written from a point of view of anti-hero Pink during a hallucination in which he becomes a fascist dictator and turns a concert audience into an angry mob. Is that right? It's on Wikipedia, so anybody can go change that now if they want to. It sounds right to me. In a 1996 interview, the keyboardist Rick Wright explains about Run Like Hell.
It's the end of the show. It's a very powerful piece of music, I have to say. I think it's one of the most powerful instrumental pieces of music that Floyd have recorded. In its energy, the energy of it.
Gotta have the energy. The Eagles did a three-night test in Las Vegas last fall. A test of the tour, the Hotel California tour. They start that tour tonight in Atlanta, first of three shows. Now, here's how the show goes. It's Hotel California, the whole thing, all the way through. Then a 20-minute break, and then they do a two-hour set of hits. Here's Don Henley on doing Hotel California in its entirety.
We wanted to do something that we'd never done before, and we have the talent now, the personnel, to pull it off. I'm not sure we could have successfully done it before. I mean, Vince and Deacon play a big role in our ability to do that album. And we also wanted to add the element of the orchestra. And we have the horn section. We added a 22-piece choir just to sing Ah on one song.
Hey, was that a shot at the band before? Is that a shot at Don Felder? Well, anyway, 46-piece orchestra along with the choir. They had 77 people on stage when they did it last time. Why are they doing the whole album of Hotel California? Here's Don Henley again.
People are buying vinyl records again and getting into it and buying turntables and going back to the old way of playing and listening to records. And we like that. We think that's a good thing. So we incorporated that into the show as well.
Okay, thanks.